This is VOA News Fire Remote. I'm Tom Newby. Vietnam says it has discovered a new coronavirus variant that's a hybrid of the strains first found in India and the UK. Vietnamese health minister made that announcement Saturday. He said scientists examined the genetic makeup of the virus that had infected some recent patients and found the new version of the virus. He said lab tests suggested it might spread more easily than the other versions. The minister said the new variant could be impossible for a recent surge in Vietnam. In the last few weeks, the country has confirmed around 3,500 new cases and 12 deaths, increasing the country's total death toll to 47. More cities and states are shrugging off lingering COVID-19 in the U.S. Restrictions as vaccination rates rise and the number of infections fall. Massachusetts lifted its mask mandate and restrictions on businesses on Saturday, and New York City and Chicago officials reopened public breaks and beaches. Other states, including Minnesota, Virginia, and New Jersey, have recently lifted pandemic restrictions. It's one more sign of the progress that reflects increasing positive health data. Hundreds of protesters took to the streets of Sao Paulo, Brazil, Saturday to protest against President Jair Bolsonaro, blaming him for overseeing one of the world's deadliest coronavirus outbreaks. As of Saturday, Brazil has registered over 16.4 million cases and nearly 460,000 deaths. This is VOA News. An Iranian-flagged tanker seized by Indonesia is now in January over the suspected illegal transfer of oil has been released. A spokeswoman for the Indonesian Coast Guard said that the Iranian-flagged tanker, the MT Horse, was released on Friday after a court decision earlier in the week. Court ruled that the vessel could leave Indonesia while the captain would be subject to a 2-year probation without any fine. Iran's state broadcaster said that the vessel had been returning from a mission before returning home. It had been detained in Indonesia since January 24th. Tehran, under the harsh U.S. sanctions that mainly target its oil exports, had been accused of concealing the destination of all its oil sales by disabling tracking devices on its tankers. The remains of 215 children, some as young as 3 years old, have been found buried on the site of what was once Canada's largest indigenous residential school. First Nations Chief Roseanne Casimir says the remains were confirmed last weekend with the help of ground-penetrating radar. More bodies may remain to be found. An early report by the institution's Truth and Reconciliation Commission detailed the harsh mistreatment inflicted on Indigenous children at the institute. It says that at least 3,200 children had died amid abuse and neglect, and said it had reports of at least 51 deaths at the Kamloops school alone between 1950 and 1963. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his fiancée Carrie Simmons married Saturday in a small private ceremony in London, according to a UK newspaper. Johnson official had declined to comment on reports in the Mail on Sunday and the Sun that the couple wed at the Roman Catholic Westminster Cathedral in front of a small group of friends and family. The Sun said senior staff in Johnson's 10 Downing Street office were unaware of the wedding plans. Under current coronavirus restrictions in England, weddings can only be attended by a maximum of 30 people. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.